I am live in the studio with Jim and Victoria Guthrie of Honky Tonk Hotel. Welcome, guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for folks who don't know what Honky Tonk Hotel is, Jim, if you wouldn't care, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, it's kind of grown. We started out, we had this idea, we saw all these musicians kind of passing through the country and, getting $100-some-odd a night for a gig. And then they need to eat and find a place to stay. And by the time you're done, there's just nothing left. So between the gas tank and that, you actually aren't making any money on the road. So we jokingly came up with this idea, hey, let's just open our house and move.
Give them a home away from home.
Yeah, give them a basement where there's some beds, a fridge. Try to make it as comfortable for them as we can. And then that led into booking shows for them, and it's kind of whirlwind from there. So we stayed pretty busy since we launched last year. It's been a pretty constant flow.
Awesome. You've only been doing this for a year?
Yeah, July. I think July 2nd.
1 year.
Oh
today.
My gosh!
1 year
actually,
today. July
it was
2nd.
July 2nd. Yep. Actually, last year I didn't even think about that.
Well, happy anniversary!
Thank you.
That's pretty
Thank
cool.
You. That's awesome.
Yeah, we just kept seeing this thing happening, we noticed that some artists would stay in their little area, or they would skip through Kansas City, and so we just kind of started making phone calls and saying, hey, why don't you come out? And then they'd say, well, we'd love to, but we need a show or two to get there. And so we found one or two. It actually kind of It started happening fairly easily.
We definitely never expected it to be like this.
No,
this fast for sure.
Yeah, it's been a pretty steady flow since. We've had, I think, over about 80 acts in the house.
Wow.
Since July last year, we had we came out to Kicking It last year and got to spend some time with all of you, and we've had 20 acts from the bill. We went over it yesterday, and I think out of the 56 that were actually billed, we've had 20 of them at the house and stayed. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been full bands like Buffalo Wobbs, and we've had Sonora out, and Justin Wells, and
Eric Bolander
many times. Eric's been out 3 or 4 times now, and Sean Whiting, Aaron Boyd. We Chelsea mm-hmm. coming out right at the end of August, so...
Now, who was your first? Who was your first artist that you kind of gave some housing to there for a bit?
Actually, it was this local guy that was he was south of where we were a few hours. He came out and it went really well. We had already had a few on the books at that point, but the first act that we had from here out, I believe, was actually Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was funny, about 2 weeks before Kicking It came around, I got a message from, actually I messaged Justin Wells and said, hey, I see you're playing in Kansas City. Do you have a place to stay? We're coming to the show. And he said, no, man, I got to get back to Kentucky. And I said, well, we're going too. So we had him out, and it was great. Justin's a great guy. And, the thing that's been neat is that we've got to have Buffalo Wobbs practice on our couch at 7 a.m. in the morning on a Monday. And, that's pretty hard to start out a Monday that good.
Well, so. I was going to say, yeah, I can't imagine starting my week out with the Wobbs. I mean, other than just listening to them on the radio, but they are larger than life in person.
Oh, yeah, they're great guys. We had a great time with them. Obviously, Casey, I've built a pretty good friendship with those guys, and Casey's overseas having some success right now, and it's just great to see. There's a lot of real neat stuff happening here specifically, and we're just trying to take a little bit of that out west.
Mm-hmm.
and show people that it takes a community. It takes people from every side of it, and we're just trying to be a part that we saw needed a little change, and so it's been pretty fun.
So I would imagine this has opened up a lot more shows that you're going to and spending time, you know, coordinate and going to shows. So how has that part of your life kind of picked up pace?
It's been pretty hectic. Some nights, I mean, we've had weeks where we have 8-9 shows a week. We have bands that are reaching out from all over the country saying, hey, we heard about you. We had 2 weeks ago a band called the Vandaliers, who are awesome guys out of Texas, and messaged me and said, hey man, you got a place to stay? And it was kind of short notice, and we said, yeah, let's, you know, come on out. And so they said, well, you come to the show. And I got to go out that night and check them out, and they were awesome. Then they came and spent the night at the house, had a good time, got up the next day and took off, and we've been in touch since. So we plan on trying to get them back out as well. We haven't had that experience that's just been a nightmare, especially when, you know, you always anticipate something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
it's been really great. And I'll be honest, the folks that we've had from out here have been
amazing,
yeah.
Especially with our kids too.
Oh yeah, I mean, heck, we did Tumbleweed and we wanted to bring a few of them out this year, so we got to have Chelsea and Laid Back and Luna and Sonora and Town Mountain came out, and they kind of shook the cages up a little bit in the Midwest, which was it was great to see people start listening. And you know, the thing that's neat is, everybody here is so humble. They love meeting new people. And I think when you look at how music is across the country, artists tend to be so closed off, I guess. Mm-hmm. And here, that, you know, that's not something that happens.
Everybody supports everybody.
Everybody. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I hope that is something infectious, that as they go out west and as they go up north and they go, you know, different places, I always feel like they're ambassadors kind of for not just this area, but for the people here, you know, and the people involved in the music. How has Kansas been affected by this thing that you've decided to take on and you're bringing these people in and artists? How is it changing Kansas and the music scene?
Well, first, we're on the Missouri side. We're on Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, gotcha.
The original Kansas City.
Gotcha.
But Chris Stewart is from Kansas City, Kansas. And Chad Vaughn is from the Kansas City, Missouri side. And so we've got to see a lot of recent success with people in the community starting up new programs or coming to shows constantly. We notice that every week
it's starting to grow. More and more people are coming out to shows every week too.
Yep.
A lot of familiar faces.
Yep, a few more every week we'll see. And we've got venues that are reaching out saying, hey, we see what you're doing. You know, we want some of these guys out here. Why are you only putting them there? Well, because they facilitate it for us. They treat these artists great. We've got a local place called Captain's out there. It's about 10 minutes from the house. Jake Dickey's the owner. He has been an all-star for us. You know, we got Arlo McKinley coming out July 27th, as a matter of fact. And this guy just took a chance on what we were doing and has let us kind of run with it. And he's really started to enjoy it too. And I think once you do that, you know, you put new music in a place where everybody's listening to hear the same thing over and over, and then they say, well, what was that, you know?
Yeah,
it happens often, and that is what it's about. We love seeing people run over to these artists and shake their hand and buy merch, because if you aren't buying stuff, you know,
there's no money in the gas tank.
That's right. I mean, you can go to the show, but if you don't buy stuff at the show, you know, they got to figure out how to pay bills. And so we just try to ease that a little bit for them. We try to promote them. And every time we get them back, we try to send them somewhere else so they got a new crowd to be in front of.
Hey, folks, this is Casey Campbell of Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle, reminding you to keep your eyes on the road and your ears tuned to Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like that you're really making it easy for venues to not just have those artists in, but have a variety because we're just the names that you've mentioned. There's not, it's not just country. It's not just a bluegrass feel. It's, you know, there's so much different stuff going on. And if you're providing that, the access and that variety, I mean, it makes it easy, I would think, for a venue that I could just, hey, call up Jim and Victoria. Hey, who you got coming in this weekend? I think I got a spot open, you know, and even if it's just them making an extra $50 to go in and do a couple of songs. I mean, that's exposure. That is, you know, that is a new audience.
You know, my wife and I are firm believers in these people that we've had out as well. I believe that these venues will wholeheartedly benefit from having these people out in a few years saying, wow, these guys were ahead of the curve on everybody else. You know, they never went out. They didn't get out past Kansas City for a while, but they were there. And, you know, we're just kind of just sitting back and watching. And, you know, one of these days we're going to laugh for quite a while about some of these experiences that we've had. Byron Roberts has opened, you know, he gave us a chance to come out to Kickin' It last year, and it was a magical experience for us. We got to see a lot of people in one spot and network with those people to make this stuff happen. I mean, we've had Blake Berglund out from, he came out 18-hour trek from Canada.
John R.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, we've been really lucky that these people, number one, trust a stranger saying, hey, come out here. But it's been a whirlwind of fun. I mean, it just hasn't stopped. Sometimes it gets a little exhausting, you know.
I'm sure.
Sometimes the house will be empty, and we're like, oh, it's been a month of craziness, and then the phone rings. But
we're always ready.
We are, yeah. You know, my wife, she's not a lot of people could get away with doing this, and luckily, my wife not only supports me, she pushes me a little bit further to do things, and she does. You know, it's a big hotel room, so it requires quite a bit of maintenance, but the fridge always has PBR. There's always the bar is always stocked. There's always clean towels. There's the bed's always made. It definitely requires a lot of work. But she exceeds at the things that I don't necessarily. So
you compliment each other well in this.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Team effort for sure.
She's patient when I say, hey, we've got 5 bands coming in the next 4 days, you know. it's been a trip. We've had a lot of fun. We've got a lot coming up this year. We've got some big announcements coming in the next few days, actually. The 4th of July, we've got a big one involving some local folks, which we're
pretty excited about.
Yeah, it's an understatement. And then from there, we'll be at Red Rocks this year, of course, and we're going to be at the Creek this year. You know, you couldn't keep us from there. And so we've got a busy year planned out. It's starting to peak into 2020 now, so we're booked out through October. We've got a bunch of acts from up here coming out. Aaron Boyd will be out on the 11th through the 13th, so we'll have him for a few days. That'll be a handful.
Oh, of course. Aaron is a handful wherever he goes.
It'll be great.
It will be. And he's been out. He came out in December and did a Christmas benefit, which we actually did with Honky Tonk Heroes. We did 3 of them throughout. We did one here in Lexington, one in Kansas City, and one out in West Virginia. And, you know, the fact that these guys have accepted us has kind of been really the motivation. You know, it's a tight-knit community. You guys have let a couple strangers in, made us feel welcome, and so we're just trying to make it, you know, make it ourselves worthy.
Love. Yeah.
And just try to help a little bit.
Well, let's talk about down the road and looking back. You're building this thing. It's already kind of taken off greater and faster than you anticipated. But if you were to look ahead, say 10 years, and envision where you want Honky Tonk Hotel to be, and what you want Honky Tonk Hotel to be doing, and what level. I mean, would you be covering more ground? Would you be reaching further venues? What kind of is your, not your end game, because I don't want to know your retirement plans, sure, but 10 years, say 5-10 years down the road, I mean, are you looking to expand, and what is it you're looking
we
to
actually,
do?
We actually, yeah, we've branched out with, we have venues now, probably about 20, in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. We work with Bucks, which is a pretty famous place up in Lincoln, Nebraska, or, well, I'm sorry, it's not in Lincoln, it's in Waterloo, Nebraska, Venice, little tiny town outside of Omaha, and it's a really cool place. It's just a little honky tonk bar that has the, you know, that magic. It lives there too.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeb Brown has a place in Illinois called the Backroom Lounge, which has been a little sanctuary for a lot of independent artists. I know Eric Bolander's played there, and so we've spread out a little bit. I would like to see some other people, you know, want to help, and you know, it's not about we don't necessarily need them to be Honky Tonk Hotel, but I'd like to see other people open their doors a little. You know, people always say, what can I do? What is it that we can do? There's so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can talk about them online, you can, I can't tell you how many times I've had friends ignore a song, and then the one time they hear it, they say, oh, wow, that's really good. And
they want to tell you about it.
Sure.
Hey, have you heard this guy? Yeah, I've been listening for 2 years now. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I hear it all the time. Yeah. And so 10 years from now, I'd like to see, well, I know what's going to happen. I believe that this is the new hotbed for music in general. It's not just country music. It's not just bluegrass. There is every genre and every kind of artist you could ever want to hear. And for some reason, they're all coming out of these hills. And so I think people are starting to take notice. I think that that's going to open doors for a lot of things. But, you know, we always had this ambition of having a bar and restaurant and having a house on top of it for these guys to stay. And I'm not saying that that's not something that we don't, if the right situation presented itself, we, you know, we would consider that. But yeah, we're going to be as many places as we can, and we're going to at least let people know what we do and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot that goes into it. You know, there's a lot of food, lots of beer. You know, there really is. It's a lot of work, but
it's rewarding at the same time, for sure.
I can't tell you the feeling that I've gotten doing this that I have not had in any. I've been in sales my entire life and always said, man, I'd really love to sell something fun.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm selling something that's fun and something that I love. And it's going to be real hard to knock us off of the path that we're on, I'd say, at this point. It just seems like every day something new and amazing pops up. So mm-hmm. I'd love to say in 10 years there's 100 locations and and people can go anywhere. Is that feasible? I don't know. But I know that we're going to be doing, you know, what we can to make sure that an artist passing through has a place to put their head at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as we're doing that, you know, it'll eventually get out there. We grow pretty quickly.
We've had people reach out and ask how we do things, and we've shared, and they've opened up their own spot too.
Yeah,
which is cool.
We have a couple locations where they have started booking shows, and they've been housing artists in Cape Girardeau. Cape G Rocks is a group that we've been doing some work with. They've had Chelsea out. She's going back out again in August, and Eric Bolander, and it's just a network.
Mm-hmm.
And it really takes everybody to work to put it together. So
right.
Hopefully in 10 years, you know, it's everybody's just laughing at the amount of growth that we've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was this big trend of this whole independent music scene was dying, and I haven't seen that at all. I've seen it pick up. I've seen more motivation from artists. I see better...
More people going to shows as well.
Oh, yeah. Better implementation of how they're getting themselves out there. Mm-hmm. You know, social media is a great thing for a lot of people. But it's the fans that go out and talk about it. You know, Jeff Cox, you know, is one of those guys that... You look at him and he's almost bigger than a lot of these acts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because he's always there. He's always talking about music. And you're almost in shock if he's not at a show.
Right.
This is Luna of Luna and the Mountain Jets. And I'm here to thank you for supporting local music, local artists, and local radio when you listen like a local to Pick Up Country WSKV at listenlikealocal.com.
For sure, and we like to involve our children as well, mm-hmm. and my folks come to a lot of festivals with us too, but having your family involved, mm-hmm. especially with our kids, we get to spread that on to them too, and then they'll keep it alive, hopefully, in the future as well. Our son has a love for music, same mm-hmm. with our daughter.
Oh, yeah. They
and they love having the artists out too.
They do. Our daughter is obsessed with Sonora May.
Who isn't?
Yeah. Our son is a fan of everybody. I'd say Bryce Lewis, Blake Berglund's guitarist, mm-hmm. is one of his favorite humans. And Buffalo Wobbs, he wants to know when they're coming back out all the time.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
But yeah, this whole thing has been it's been awesome. But the thing that's been really neat is watching this younger generation. Actually, like kids our age, our daughter's 12, our son is turning 6 here, and I see them all over the internet, these kids that are obsessed with this music because their parents are playing it around mm-hmm. them. And I think that's a big, you know, you got to keep involvement. And what better way to be connected to your kids than to take them out to a festival or take them out to a show and you know, let them experience a little bit of that, because it's something that my parents didn't really do with me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I just got lucky that I caught on one day. And my wife and I actually, we met over music. So it's kind of guided us
right
just down this path. And that's why we're here today. So,
well, we are sure glad to have you. And you are visiting the area. You said you went to Festival of the Red, and you're going to be touring a little bit, doing some hiking maybe later, and enjoying the area.
Oh, yeah.
It sure is a pleasure to have you, and I hope that you will come back and visit with us. Maybe when you're back for Kicking It on the Creek, we can slide you in. We'll actually have our studio up and running in Estill County there in Irvine.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a sister studio there already, but okay. It's kind of on a back street, and it's about the size of a closet. It's teeny.
Something about Irvin.
Yeah. But we're going to be vacating that spot, and we have a place there on Main Street that we're moving to, actually diagonal catty corner from Steam Engine. So the big red building, when you're over there,
uh-huh.
you check it out.
Okay.
That's where we're moving to have our, we've got two DJs right now that broadcast out of there. We're hoping to get a morning DJ back eventually. And they'll probably broadcast out of there.
I thank you for having us out. And I was telling you before, what you guys do for these artists is, it's an amazing thing. We would kill to have somebody out in our area promoting publicly, you know, just even the things that are happening locally that aren't these giant commercialized deals, you know, we're mom and pop people. We like to keep things local. We like to really try to involve as much of the community as we can. And you guys provide such an outlet for that. And it's heard all the way in Kansas City. It is, you know. I'm also a Tradio fan, so.
Well, we do appreciate that. And, you know, you were talking about just how music or the music scene or whatever a few years for indie music artists seem to be dying. I've been told ever since I started here that local radio is dying.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we keep coming back to is the local models that serve hyper-local. It's harder to get the ad dollars because you don't have those big national chains, mm-hmm. you know, interested. But when you provide that service that nobody else provides,
yep.
you know, Cumulus is not going to provide, you know, the church calendar. They're not going to, you know, little things like that. And through that, we have found our place. And I hope that other independent radio stations will pick up on it. Even if it's not the same style of music, if they will just tap in to that hyper-local model, you know, if there's anybody out there that you come across that are like, hey, we need to save this radio station,
yep,
send them our way. We don't know much, but we know what we're not going to beat our head against anymore because it don't work.
Sure.
And, you know, anybody here would be happy to answer any questions if they want to start a tradio, anything like that. I actually had a guy from New Jersey call me 2 years ago, and he's living in a city. And he's like, I can't get my older people in my community connected. They don't know when things are happening. They don't want to listen to regular radio because they don't like anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do your tradio? I just want to do something like a tradio here. And I'm like, in New Jersey?
That's amazing. That's great.
But people are so disconnected.
Yep.
You know, now they're looking for that common ground, that one way that they can reach each other. So if you come across anybody like that, I mean, we are not experts on anything here. We're still trial and error. But if there's anything that we could help with, you know.
Hey, same here. We're running on fake it till you make it at this point. So, you know, we love winging it. Yeah, you guys are great. You know, this whole community that you have here is something special. We've had a fundraiser for a boy having a heart transplant. Actually, Chad Vaughn, one of our artists out in Kansas City, his son. Aaron,
I reached out to try to get them.
Also known as the Capsaicin Kid.
Yes, he's awesome.
He does hot sauce challenges with a lot of people we have passing through. He's a great motivator for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we did a little deal for him last year, and we had plenty of artists from out here step up to come out, wanting to help with that, and it went great. There's another one coming up actually in August for called Wyatt's Heroes for a boy with severe cerebral palsy, and Justin Wells headlined it last year.
Awesome.
And this year Kobe Langham's coming out with Eric Bolander, and that's in Sturgeon, Missouri, I believe the first week in August. And it's you know, I called him and said, hey, you guys want to do this? And they said, well, yeah, of course we do.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. You know, there's people that say, oh, we'll get back to you. There's always somebody that'll be there that's willing to pick up a guitar and do something. And here, it seems to be everybody is willing to do that. Mm-hmm. So we really just hope that everybody outside, not just Kansas City, all across this country, look and see how artists are supporting each other here, going to each other's shows, talking about each other, because there's this deal, you get across that Mississippi River and artist support really tends to die down. You know, the bigger acts don't. Cody Jinks is one of those guys that talks about everybody below him, but you don't really hear that from a lot of people. And out here, that's all I hear. I'll be talking to an artist and they'll be talking about somebody else. They don't, you know, and I think there's something to be said about that.
Indeed.
So,
well, guys, I'm going to let you get back to your vacation and enjoying Kentucky and your stay here. Thank you again for coming in. And how can folks find you?
You can find us at the Honky Tonk Hotel /facebook.com. We're on Instagram at the Honky Tonk Hotel. And then we're linked in Twitter. We aren't very Twitter whatever, but if you ever need to email us, send us a question about coming out, you can reach us at thehonkytonkhotel@gmail.com. Most of those emails go to me, so if you don't hear back from somebody, you can blame me for it. You know, that's basically how everything works. We get a message, and it's like a bat signal in the sky. We see it, and we want to help. So,
fantastic.
You know, we're definitely, a lot of people think because of the name, we're genre specific as far as who we have out. That has nothing to do with it. It was a catchy name. Sounded good. I had this image in my head as far as what it was going to look like. And that's
your logo
how
is
up.
Cool.
Hey, that's
thank you.
Appreciate that. And so, you know, we're open to everybody, and we hope to have you out.
All right, there you go. Sowing seeds of good stuff. Jim and Victoria Guthrie.
Hi, this is Angela Pearley of Angela Pearley and the Howling Moons, and you're listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM. You're one of a kind, all of the time station.